One of television's earliest and biggest stars has died. Comedian Sid Caesar kept America laughing in the 1950s with a pair of popular comedy reviews. First, Your Show of Shows, and then Caesar's Hour. Caesar died this morning at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 91 years old. NPR's Susan Stamberg has this appreciation.
Sid Caesar didn't do smut or put-downs, no smarmy remarks. Sid Caesar did skits, grown-up, gentle comedy for the whole family. In one skit, Caesar was the smarter-than-anybody German professor. Carl Reiner played a movie executive whose studio was having money problems. The professor's solution? Make a musical and get the greatest composer in the world.
We get Beethoven. Now you call up his agent. You call up Beethoven's agent and you tell him, listen,
Beethoven is dead.
Beethoven? Dead? Ludwig is gone? This is a shock. That you don't pick up a paper a couple of days, you don't know what's going on.
In another sketch, again with Carl Reiner as the sidekick, the professor was asked the theory of flying.
Well, my theory is from the birds.
What do you mean, Doctor?
It's from the birds. That's my whole theory. David, you know, when I see a bird, your bird has wings, has a beak and a sharp and a streamline and the landing gear, so they make the plane like that. That's the whole theory.
But, Doctor, what is it that keeps the birds in the air?
What keeps the birds in the air? College.
Sid Caesar was 27 when he launched Your Show of Shows, TV's first and greatest live comedy. At the center, the fabulous mobile features and acting conviction of the star. Caesar's writers became comedy royalty. Carl Reiner, Neil Simon, his brother Danny, Woody Allen, Larry Gelbart, and Mel Brooks.
Everybody thinks that Sid waited to be pumped up with intelligence and with material from his writers. They thought that he was just like, he'd sit there like a crazy empty balloon. And then we would come in and we would pump him up and make, you know, well, we'd make a human being out of him. The tongue would stick out of his eye and he would talk and be funny, you know. But believe it or not, Sid was one of the funniest guys, even away from the writers in the writing room.
Writer-performer Carl Reiner said Caesar ruled the writing room. Life and laughs depended on a nod from the boss.
Sid was the flame. Every writer
was a moth,
who wanted to hang around that flame. There wasn't a writer in television who didn't want to be licking around that flame.
Every Saturday night from 1950 to 1954 on NBC, Your Show of Shows brought skits, laughs, musical and dance numbers to American families. The comedy troupe included Imogene Coca and Howard Morris, and it was all live. Here's a story Caesar loved to tell about answering questions about his work from the audience.
And the first guy stood up and said, Mr. Caesar, we understand the show was done live, and it took an hour and a half. Now, could you tell us how long did it take to shoot the hour and a half? I said, about 90 minutes.
Caesar's Hour.
In 1954, Caesar's Hour was also live and funny. The show started with a greeting from the host.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Our show tonight is a musical review.
Opening the show, the star looks stiff, uncomfortable. Larry Gelbart, who went on to create TV's MASH after writing for Caesar, said the comedian was painfully shy.
The only thing we knew that Sid would not be sure of was being able to say good evening to the audience as Sid Caesar. Once he got into any sketch, any prepared material, once he could do a monologue, once he could do a mime, once he could play a character, he was fine. The only person in the world he did not know how to play was Sid Caesar.
By the age of 32, he was a millionaire. By the time he was 35, Caesar's Hour had been canceled. He was off the air and drinking too much. More TV followed, various films, and later two books about his career and his struggles with liquor and barbiturates. Caesar won those battles, but his glory days were over. those hysterical, exhilarating NBC times that were celebrated in Neil Simon's comedy Laughter on the 23rd Floor, and the film My Favorite Year. Mel Brooks says there were lots of reasons to celebrate Caesar.
He could do everything. Chaplin could not have done what Caesar did. Chaplin could not have done it. He could not have done 39 shows a year for 5 years and done 7 or 8 comedy sketches. No one in the world could have done that.
You want to know the names of the seven dwarfs, you come to me, the expert.
What?
Names of the seven dwarfs? Let's see. Doc, Dopey, Sneezy, Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy.
You sure there were seven?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive there were seven dwarfs. Doc, Dopey, Sneezy, Sleepy, Happy, Grumpy, and Weepy!
Sid Caesar sparked the laughter of my childhood. He taught me and so many others what really funny could mean. Good-natured humor with no put-downs, no politics, no sexual innuendos. The censors of the 50s wielded real power. Just innocent, brilliant humor.
The way I look at things is in a naive way. I like to look at it in a naive way. To me, it has more fun. We have enough of reality in the news. I mean, you're inundated with news all day long, from the newspaper, from the radio, from the television. Reality is overpowering. So you like to escape a little bit, and the naivete lets you escape. You don't have to have the reality hitting you all the time. That's what comedy is, to take you away into a little fantasy.
Sid Caesar, his naive fantasies defined humor in television's golden age. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.